4,000 Hawaii kidney disease patients are being kept alive by dialysis, but their access to the critical care they need is falling victim to bureaucracy as the state lags behind on the required certification of dialysis centers. Civil Beat reporting fellow Courtney Teague has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
This is very expensive and very, very necessary care. And one of my reactions in reading your piece was that dialysis patients have enough problems without without this one,
yeah.
Right? What is the problem that you describe?
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a twofold issue, right? So here in Hawaii, kidney disease is more common than a lot of other places because we have so many residents of Asian or Pacific Islander descent who are more likely to get kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of the problem, like you said, is the fact that it takes the state years longer to certify these dialysis centers, which treat patients with kidney failure.
So, do I get this right? There are machines sitting in Hawaii now that are not being switched on because of this.
Yeah, just two on Oahu, but still that creates a lot of patient problems for patients who need to get dialysis three times per week for 4 hours, which is inconvenient enough, right?
Yeah.
But because these facilities are just kind of sitting there, only able to take a few patients, a lot of these new dialysis patients have to take these really inconvenient early morning or late night treatment time slots, which, by the way, keep in mind, there's no public transportation running late night in a lot of parts of the island.
Sure, sure.
And some patients actually have to wait in the hospital for weeks, or we've heard stories of even months being stuck in the hospital until they can get into an outpatient treatment slot. So the problem really starts at the federal level. So kind of wonky, but you have to understand that more than 8 in 10 patients on dialysis in Hawaii rely on Medicare or Medicaid, which are two government-run insurance programs. Now, basically, the feds say you can't go to any facilities that haven't received our stamp of approval.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a few state inspectors that are qualified to go and do that work. So that, you know, the short-staffed health department, you know, that's a problem in and of itself. But the second problem is that the feds require the states to put dialysis centers pretty low on their priority list, which resets every year. So there have even been some years where no new dialysis centers have been inspected at all.
Courtney, what would it take to fix this?
Well, there's a new bill that's moving through the legislature right now. It does face a vote before the full House, as I recall. But that bill would appropriate funds to create new positions in the health department to inspect these facilities. The problem is it can take years for them to get this really highly specialized training to inspect new dialysis centers. But in the meantime, the governor's office and the health department are working to try and find some people on the mainland that they can bring over to perform some of these inspections.
A pretty costly solution, but it's a critical problem, isn't it? Thank you very much, Courtney.
Yeah, thank you.
Every day we bring you a Reality Check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporting fellow Courtney Teague.